Chapter 17. Reacher turned a careful 180 and stared back at the road to make sure he hadn't drifted too far, either west or east. He hadn't. He was right on target. He walked 5 paces south, turned east, walked 5 more paces, turned around, walked 10 steps west, saw nothing.
"Well?"
Vaughn called. "It's gone."
"You were just yanking my chain."
"I wasn't. Why would I?"
"How accurate could you have been, with the stones, in the dark?"
"That's what I'm wondering." Vaughn walked a small, quiet circle all around, shook her head.
"It isn't here, if it ever was."
Reacher stood still in the emptiness, nothing to see, nothing to hear, except Vaughn's truck idling patiently 20 yards away. He walked 10 more yards east and started to trace a wide circle. A quarter of the way through it, he stopped.
"Look here."
He pointed at the ground, at a long line of shallow, crumbled oval pits in the sand, each one 1 yard apart. Vaughn said,
"Footprints."
"My footprints," Reacher said, "from last night, heading home." They turned west and backtracked, followed the trail of his old footprints back toward despair. 10 yards later, they came to the head of a small, diamond-shaped clearing. The clearing was empty.
"Wait,"
Reacher said.
"It's not here."
"But it was here. This is the spot." The crusted sand was all churned up by multiple disturbances. There were dozens of footprints facing in all directions. There were scrapes and slides and drag marks. There were small depressions in the scrub, some fairly precise, but most not, because of the way the dry sand had crumbled and trickled down into the holes. Reacher said,
"Tell me what you see."
"Activity," Vaughn said.
"A mess.
A story," Reacher said. "It's telling us what happened."
"Whatever happened, we can't stay here. This was supposed to be in and out, real fast."
Reacher stood up straight and scanned the road, west and east. Nothing there.
"Nobody coming." "I should have brought a picnic,"
Vaughn said. Reacher stepped into the clearing, crouched down, and pointed two-fingered at a pair of neat, parallel depressions in the center of the space, like 2 coconut shells had been pressed down into the sand, hard, on a north-south axis.
"The boy's knees," he said.
This is where he gave it up. He staggered to a stop and half-turned and fell over. Then he pointed to a broad, messed-up, stony area 4 feet to the east. "This is where I landed after I tripped over him, on these stones. I could show you the bruises if you like."
"Maybe later. We need to get going."
Reacher pointed to 4 sharp impressions in the sand. Each one was a rectangle about 2 inches by 3, at the corners of a larger rectangle about 2 feet by 5.
"Gurney feet," he said.
"Folks came by and collected him. Maybe 4 or 5 of them, judging by all the footprints. Official folks, because who else carries gurneys?" He stood up and checked, and pointed north and west along a broad, ragged line of footprints and crushed vegetation. "They came in that way and carried him back out in the same direction, back to the road. Maybe to a coroner's wagon, parked a little ways west of my cairn."
"So we're okay,"
Vaughn said. "The proper authorities have got him. Problem solved."
"We should get going?"
Reacher nodded vaguely and gazed due west. "What should we see over there?"
2 sets of incoming footprints,
Vaughn said.
"The boy's and yours, both heading east out of town. Separated by time, but not much separated by direction.
But it looks like there's more than that." They skirted the clearing and formed up again west of it. They saw 4 separate lines of footprints fairly close together.
2 incoming, 2 outgoing,
Reacher said.
"How do you know?"
"The angles,
Most people walk with their toes out. The newer of the incoming tracks showed big dents in the sand a yard or more apart, and deep. The older showed smaller dents, closer together, less regular and shallower. "The kid and me," Reacher said, "heading east, separated in time. I was walking, he was stumbling and staggering." The two outgrowing tracks were both brand new. The sand was less crumbled, and therefore the indentations were more distinct, and fairly deep, fairly well spaced, and similar. "Reasonably big guys," Reacher said, "heading back west. Recently, not separated in time."
"What does it mean?"
"It means they're tracking the kid. Or me. Or both of us. Finding out where we'd been, where we'd come from."
"Why?"
"They found the body. They were curious."
"How did they find the body in the first place?"
"Buzzards. It's the obvious way on open ground."
Vaughn stood still for a moment, then she said,
"Back to the truck.
Right now." Reacher didn't argue. She had beaten him to the obvious conclusion, but only by a heartbeat.